Hey everyone, and welcome to Teachers Off Topic. I'm Becca.
I'm Britt.
And whether you want this to be the end of a journey or not, join us for the end of the journey of Teachers Off Topic.
Yes, we have decided that after one, almost exactly a year.
Almost exactly to the day, yeah.
We have decided that this journey of ours has come to an end. We've had such a blast doing this. I'm going to miss it.
I know. I'm going to miss it too. I didn't know like if I was going to get emotional during it or not, but I'm okay so far. We'll see how I am at the end when it's like time to end the episode.
You won't be okay once I do my thing.
God, I hate you. You're the worst.
I have a surprise for Becca. And she has no idea what it is.
God. This is not good.
Before we get to that, how was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was so good. So I think I said it in the last episode. We did meet the parents.
Parents met parents, right?
Parents met parents. Well, parent met parents because he only has one parent alive. Anyway, but it went super duper well. Everyone got along and it was just a great time. Ate a lot of great food, had a lot of great conversations, and it was really mellow. I mean, five people is not a lot. So
no.
It was nice. A lot of fun. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was different. My family, not my husband and children, but my my siblings and my parents and stuff, we're kind of at this fork in the road of which way is our relationship going right now. And so we had two separate Thanksgiving for the first time, I think, ever.
That's crazy.
Where, you know, some of the family was with me, some of the family was at the other one. It was just, I don't know, it just didn't feel like a holiday.
Right.
And so I had Cassie and my brother and all of my in-laws and their, and like his grandparents, and, but it just didn't feel complete.
Yeah.
But we did have a good time. Delicious food.
Mm-hmm.
We smoked our turkey. Yes. Matt made a ham. And my father-in-law brought over some elk.
Nice.
And it was, and of course I made some lumpia.
Right? Can't have a holiday without lumpia.
I think the best part of this weekend was having Cassie home and we could just go out shopping and stuff. Like, I think it was Black Friday. I was like, bye! Left the husband with the kids.
You're like, I'm out of here.
Notice I said left the husband with the kids, not the kids with the husband. They've got to keep an eye on him.
You know.
Can I tell you the best part of the holiday?
Oh my gosh, yes.
So we're sitting there eating dessert at the table, and Dean decides to get pumpkin pie. Well, Matt's grandma made the pumpkin pie. I don't know what she did.
Uh-oh.
Like, it didn't set right.
Uh-oh.
So it was too, it wasn't thick enough. So it was kind of like close to being pudding.
Pumpkin pie pudding?
Pumpkin pudding, basically. So basically pumpkin puree. With some sugar. No, so Dean's trying to eat it and he goes, why is this so wet? First off, which horrified me because his great-grandmother sitting right there, like, bitch, be quiet. Like, stop.
Yeah, and I know
I've taught him better. So I'm like, oh my gosh. But without a beat, Riker chimes right in and goes, because, motherfucker. The whole freaking table gasp. And I look at him, he goes, I'm so sorry. And I was like, Riker, I was like, you can't talk like that in front of grandmas. And
he goes, I'm so sorry.
He turns and looks at them. He goes, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Like, freaking without a beat. I thought Riker's great grandma was going to have a heart attack. His grandma just shook her head because she knows what we're like. And I just sat there looking at him like, have you lost your damn mind?
Yes.
Don't know where he got it from.
His mama.
Me. Because I talk like that. Which, I know, controversial, unpopular opinion. I let my children curse. Yeah. And this is just a learning curve for him.
I mean, for the most part, though, they do it in a controlled setting. It's not like they're out there with foul potty mouths, you know.
And I think part of the reason they're not out there like that is because they are allowed to curse at home. There's no special, ooh, I'm cool. It's just like, okay, like it's just another word. But my children have never gotten in trouble at daycare or school yet for saying any bad words. They don't say them there.
That's good. They know the proper place and stuff. Which is
except
good.
For in front of their grandmas.
Right. Jesus. I'm at home, motherfucker.
Yeah, I think that's where the confusion came in. Because he knows when we go over to grandma's house, he does not curse. So I think the confusion was he was in his own home.
Because he was at home. I'm at home. I'm allowed to do it here.
Yes. So I couldn't even get mad at him. But I was just like, oh, good Lord.
You're like, cracks whoopsie.
Now I'm paranoid. I'm watching on my Ring. Because earlier today, Matt witnessed some domestic dispute. Ooh. Like some guy and girl were screaming at each other. And the guy jumped into the Jeep. This is like four houses down. Jumps into, or not a Jeep, his car. And his girlfriend, we're presuming, jumps into the window with half her body hanging out. And she's screaming at him to get out. He takes off flying down the road. And like Matt said, he heard something about a loaded gun. So he called the police. Girl, they were here like with like SWAT. They were ready to go.
Oh my gosh.
Matt sent me a picture and there's like 10 police cars there. It was insane. Ooh. They're asking for the footage on my camera. But like the girl, she fell out of the window at the corner of the block. And she starts yelling at Matt.
Oh, God.
Like, why didn't you call the police? He had already called.
Right.
Like, and the police were there within, like, 2 minutes.
Dang.
I was like, dang, drama on a street.
Drama llamas.
And this whole time, I'm at work trying to teach. And then I'm like, what is that picture? Why are there so many police by my house?
Like, what is happening?
So I'm trying to, like, text him. And he's like, it's a long story. I'll tell you later. And I was like, what? So then I had my students invested in this story. You know? Anyways.
Sometimes you just gots to know, man.
You know what else we haven't told everyone?
What?
Thanksgiving. I chopped my hair off.
Oh, yeah. She chopped her hair off on Thanksgiving.
What did you say, like 12 inches?
Yeah.
Probably more than that.
I would say more.
So, I was not sober. Nobody was. So, my brother's a hairstylist. He shaved the bottom half. We chopped the top half.
And she got short shaved hair now.
I do. Not all the way around. Just
not all the way around.
It's got a cute little design in it.
It does.
Girl, when I say it was so freaking bizarre feeling air on the back of my head.
Well, yeah.
Y'all, I have a lot of hair. And I never realized how much I had until that night.
Right.
Because Cassie got the same haircut as me. Mm-hmm. She didn't have to shave her head at all.
Huh.
She didn't have to get layers at all. So I looked at him and I was like, is my hair that thick? And he goes, dude, you have like three people's heads of hair on you. We clogged the vacuum.
Oh my gosh.
It was a lot of hair. But you know.
But now she's flying free.
I am. I use so much less product.
Well, yeah.
It's so easy to dry. I'm still learning how to do it. Like, style it.
Well, you have, anytime you get a new haircut, you have to play with, like, what you like.
Oh, yeah. Curling all the way is not an option. Found that out. Like, Shirley Temple. Hello. Like, girl, it was like, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. And let me tell you, nothing causes chaos in a classroom than a teacher changing one thing about their appearance without prior confirmation with the students.
Yup. True facts.
Man.
True facts.
I was walking to go pick them up from the playground, and there's a wall full of windows. Mm-hmm. 'Cause remember, we're indoor schools up here. So I'm walking down the hallway. I see the windows. They see me. Literally, I could hear them screaming.
What'd she do? Why she look so different?
I know. My teaching partner said he stopped by my room in the morning, but thought I had a sub.
That's hilarious.
Because my back was to the door, apparently.
That's hilarious.
Listen, you do what you gotta do when you're not sober.
Holla.
Holla for a dollar.
Yeah.
All right, Bex, I have a question for you.
Yes.
What has been the best part of having this podcast?
Well, I would say that you and I always have had at least our weekly conversations and stay in contact. And this has kind of been a fun way to obviously keep that alive, mm-hmm. but in like a different outlet and being able to research and things like that. Like, that's been a lot of fun.
Kind of just like a, not an upgrade from our friendship, but our upgrade from the weekly phone calls.
Yeah. Like, it was, it gave a little extra something. 'Cause like, as we've said before many times on air, like, we'll do the tea that can't be on air because we have family and friends that listen to this.
Or my
beforehand.
Boss.
Or your boss.
And yeah. I'll get written up again. It's fine.
Yeah, that's a thing, though. So we still had that part of the conversation going, but this was definitely fun getting to collaborate on something together that we created together.
Yeah, I love that. This will always be our baby.
Yes, little teachers off topic.
Oh, we were off topic so much.
Like 99.9% of the time. All the tangents.
Dude, that's my life constantly.
I feel like it's my life too. I'm just trying to keep up one step at a time. So I know we're not doing like full-fledged stories, but I do have something to share. So, you know, today was the first day back from Thanksgiving break.
Yes.
And it's always rough coming back to work after a break because mm-hmm. you enjoyed your time off. I tried to have a super positive attitude, like, let's get this, get my math lesson going this morning. We're in my groove. Hit 10:15 hits and the fire alarm goes off. Okay, get up, let's go, you know, get the backpack, whatever. My kids are like freaking out. Is this a drill? Is this a drill? And I'm like, if it was a drill, I would have told you it was happening. Did I tell you it was happening? No, not a drill. So they're all freaking out. What if the school's on fire? What if this? And I'm just like calmly walking out. Because again, what is there to freak out about? Like,
yeah,
I don't see smoke. No, like,
nobody's
no
running
reason.
And screaming. There's no but fire department.
They're all freaked out. We are literally out there for a half hour. And okay, first thing, if this was real, shame on the fire department for how freaking long it took them to get to our
Wait,
school.
Didn't this happen before?
Okay, this is a different thing. So this happened like a month ago. We had a malfunction of a fire alarm.
Yes.
Like the pulley fell off in a classroom. This time, it was a malfunction, but it was in our brand new classrooms that they just made that aren't even occupied yet. Like, something happened with, like, a code switch or something.
What the
they
heck?
Were, like, setting something up. Yeah, and they couldn't get it to go off. But I'm like, regardless of what it is, a malfunction or not, like, the fire alarm is still going off, and it should have been tripped, and firefighters should get to the school. Like, I'm just very disturbed with, like...
How long it takes
How
them.
How long it takes them. Like, someone's going to die before you get there. Like, don't
Did you bring
rely.
This up with your principal?
Nah. It's not my
because,
issue.
Because, like, if this, well, it is when there's a fire. Like, girl, you got to get out.
To me, we're going to have more malfunctions than actual, like, threats. Let's be honest.
That's true. True. Ugh. Getting in the groove and the fire alarm goes off.
Yeah, so I'm just like, welcome back, first day, you know, so we're all out there, like, making jokes and stuff. Because it was just, it was stupid.
That's, like, my worst, not worst fear, but, like, I dread the day the fire alarm goes off in the middle of winter here.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Like, when it's negative 20 outside.
That's going to be cold.
Listen. Unless there is a fire in my classroom or hallway, I'm going to let my kids get their jackets.
Right?
If they don't burn down with the building, they'll freeze outside.
Exactly.
Like, what do we do in that situation?
But, like, what is the likelihood of you actually having a fire in that sort of weather?
Also, we passed their lock, their little cubbies, so, like, why couldn't they just... Oh, what's the odd of us having a fire in that weather?
Yeah.
Easily.
Oh, I don't know.
It's the same as anywhere. I mean, obviously, it wouldn't start on the outside, but in school, like, electrical fires...
So just go outside and bring, like, pails full of snow.
This dumb bitch. That's like having a school by the ocean. Why don't you go get some of the water?
You know I'm kidding.
I know. But I do wonder, what the F do we do? I'm going to ask that at our meeting this week.
You should.
Although we did just have our first snowfall, which weird that it's happening. It happened at the very end of November.
Huh.
Like, we haven't even gotten, like, an inch, or maybe an inch of snow.
Okay.
I'm concerned.
Winter is coming.
That, either Mother Nature is really holding in all this resentment and is going to let it all out, or if she doesn't let it out, we're going to have an awful fire season again. And that's what I'm scared for. Bleh.
Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that. People want to go camping.
Yeah, we want to bring our trailer up there.
Word. Okay, are you ready for my thing?
No, I don't think I am.
You'll be fine.
I...
Possibly.
Okay.
Okay, so... Hold on, let me look for it.
Oh, God.
Okay. I decided I wanted to do something special for you.
Okay.
Because I love you.
I love you.
You are beyond amazing and an amazing friend, an amazing teacher, and I just wanted to do something special for you. So I reached out to a few people, and this is what they had to say about you. So this one's from Shelley.
Okay.
I lost my favorite substitute teacher when I urged our principal to hire Becca to be on her third grade team. But I gained a next door teacher bestie, an incredible friend, and a dog sitter. I watched her develop into one of the best teachers I have ever had the privilege of working with. Becca is one of my closest friends, and I'm so glad she is in my life. Love, Shelley. This one's from Rochelle. I'm not surprised that Becca decided to do a podcast. She shares her shine wherever she goes, and through technology, she is able to bring smiles to more faces. Becca is incredibly special to me. I was her mentor, but she also brought so much to the table that a relationship quickly ensued. Becca and I have had quite a journey, beginning with mutual respect as colleagues that moved to a love that is only found when you are family. I'm so proud of Becca, and I'm cheering her along with the same intensity I do my own children. Becca, I truly hope all your dreams come true. You are so deserving of the best life, of the best life has to offer. Rochelle. I have more.
Oh my gosh, what the heck? And no one said anything.
Yay!
This is ridiculous. I had no idea this was happening.
Okay. This one's from Christy.
Okay.
Oh, the things to say about Miss Becca. Okay, here's the problem with hers. She says your last name a lot.
No, yeah.
That's, I'm just going to say Becca for everything. Miss Becca, or as I call her, boo, bestie, limb. I'm going to need the story behind the limb. Okay. Watching Becca grow since her first year of teaching and the knowledge that she has gained throughout the years has been amazing to watch. I could say everything in the world about her being a teacher, but I think I'll choose to focus more on her as my very dear friend. She is the definition of a true friend in dark days, as well as crazy fun days. To her students, she's Miss Becca. But to my kids, she's Aunt Becca. And they have so many fun memories with her. She's the person I text daily, if not talk to daily, and the first person I share my crazy stories with. For those of us that are blessed with knowing her, I'm sure they feel the same. I love you, Becca. I got you, girl. This one's from Michelle.
Okay.
So, teaching with a passion and purpose is 150% or nothing. That being said, you can't do it without your tribe. They say don't reinvent the wheel. Think smarter, not harder. Teachers pay teachers. Collaboration. Self-care. It all comes down to finding your tribe and holding on to them for dear life. Becca and I learned trust, friendship, and sure, pedagogy as we navigated this teaching passion and beyond as part of our each other's tribe. I'm blessed to have her in my tribe, Michelle.
Aww.
You are so loved.
I am.
I have one last one.
Oh, gosh.
You'll figure it out who it's from. Becca.
Oh, you're not going to tell me who it is? Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mm-mm. No. Becca. Question mark. Thanks for asking. My biased opinion is, well, she's wonderful. But I'm sure you and your listeners would like an inside story. As a kid, she was a little daredevil. She leaped from the 10-foot high dive board and swam the length of the pool, most of it underwater, like her childhood model, Ariel. And she mastered riding a bicycle without training wheels, with only an occasional knee or elbow scrape. And now she uses her fearless daredevil strength and tact to succeed in teaching. She's also an amazing friend to all who know her. Bottom line, I love her and want continued success for her and her friends. Hugs, your dad.
Oh, I knew it was him. As soon as you said, I'm like, oh, I know who that is.
Thank you to everyone who contributed to that. I have to say, who was it? I think I contacted Rochelle.
Uh-huh.
Was it Rochelle? Shoot, I can't remember. Yeah, Rochelle. And she did an amazing job getting this out to people. Because I was like, I don't know who.
I don't know who to ask.
She's the only one I knew to ask. Her and Shelly. So she sent it to people, and then I contacted your dad. And then I realized I don't have your boyfriend's number.
Oh, that's an issue.
And he doesn't have Facebook.
He doesn't.
And so, or else I would have had a statement from him.
You're like, I was trying.
I tried, but you tell him he needs social media. I'm lost without it. I don't have the yellow pages. Sorry.
You know, what's funny is you say he needs social media. He let me post our Mojave trip on there.
He did.
He was okay with it. And I had a conversation with him. But I understand, like, I get if he doesn't want to have it and he doesn't want to participate. But, like, what I told him was, I said, I'm not sitting here trying to, like, be these people that you, like, see on these crazy shows and things you read in the news. I'm like, it's just my family and my friends that have me on social media.
Yeah.
And know what's going on. Like, it's not like crazy people are just liking my stuff and commenting. So I was like, I'm going to post pictures, but if you don't want me to post the one of us, I won't. But it's like, oh, my life is just going to be, I go on all these fun adventures by myself. So.
Right? Yeah, that would be weird to be like, yay, went here with no one. Apparently.
By myself.
Went on this romantic date. By myself.
You know. I'm having a baby. By myself.
By myself. Got married. By myself.
I mean, I know I changed my last name, but you know.
But by myself I did it.
Just did it all by myself.
Because did it happen if you didn't post it? No.
Nope.
Therefore, you did all that by yourself.
Mm-hmm. All the things on your own.
All those things. You even got pregnant on your own.
Yeah. I'm like, Mary.
That's talent.
That was very sweet of you. Very kind.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
Last episode.
I know. It's so weird. She's all sweet and reached out to people. And I like told her, I'm like, I listened to our first episode just to see where we've come from. I suck.
That was a good idea, though. Quick, text Matt.
Hey, Matt, tell me something really awesome about your wife.
He'd be like, she's really good at cleaning.
And being organized.
Yeah, she's very organized, you know. She's got good work ethics.
She takes care of my children 24/7.
A bit chatty, but you know, good cook.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
All right.
Well,
tis our last sign off.
We are here and we are at the end. Thank you again to everybody that joined us this last year and supported us in this crazy little adventure that we did. But we are excited to close this chapter, I think. And who knows, maybe we'll come up with something crazy to do next.
Likely. We always do.
But anyhow, enjoy. And we will talk to you never. That sounds so
talk to you never.
Talk to you never. Okay?
Okay. Well, best of luck to everyone out there. If you're a teacher, stay strong. You've got this. Remember, you're the unsung heroes.
So, every single day.
Yep. Keep your chin up and best of luck.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.